Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But right now, let's go to the buyersafety.com hotline.
Oh, a phone is ringing.
And joining us on the phone is one of the on-the-court heroes of last night's Mavericks 50-point victory over the Utah Jazz, dropping 19 points in a tidy 26 minutes. It's the great Harrison Barnes. Good afternoon, Harrison. How are you?
Good, man. How you doing?
Man, we're doing really good. Thanks for taking the time to jump off. And if I jump on with us, and if I remember correctly, you guys didn't have practice or anything today. It was a day off, so you could have done anything, and you're spending a little time on the Ben and Skin show, so we want to thank you for that. But let's get into what last night was like for you. I mean, you guys have won four of your last five games, but I always know the Seats for Soldiers night is a big night for all you guys. Y'all are now 12-2 all-time, and you had yourself a hell of a game as well.
Yeah, I mean, last night it was special for, you know, a lot of different reasons. One, to just, you know, come beat a team that was, you know, been a really good team. You know, we struggled against them before, but, you know, two, just to be able to play in front of the Soldiers. For a lot of our new guys, you know, that was their first time seeing, you know, how we do things here in Dallas, you know, to be able to, you know, show appreciation for our Soldiers, not just by letting them watch the game courtside, but afterwards going through, you know, taking pictures and autographs, hearing their stories, sometimes sharing a little bit of our stories with them. That was pretty cool.
You know, I think back to, you know, I'm just getting back to your team and how many new faces there are, and trying, you know, especially when it's a new face like Lucas, who's playing so much, or DeAndre, you know, trying to learn how to play together is not an easy thing. And I think back, who was it like when Team Argentina beat Team USA or something back in the day?
Right.
And it's like that example of a team that has played together a bunch and knows each other can beat a team of all-stars who have never played together. And I have sympathy, I guess is a good word, for teams that are trying to find their way. First of all, let me just ask you, do you feel like you guys are beginning to find your way chemistry-wise and learn how to play with one another?
It's been a process, but, you know, I feel like we're really kind of starting to, you know, figure things out. You know, coming into the, you know, off-season and throughout the summer, you know, we got new guys and we felt like we got better as a team. And then, you know, that start to the season was just not what anybody had really had in mind. You know, we felt like we were better than how we were playing. We just couldn't seem to get on the same page. So it's been nice these last couple of games to really kind of find some rhythm, get some wins, and start trending in the right direction.
You know, and I feel like over the last 4 years of your NBA career, every year your role changes a little bit because changing teams, then the teams change personnel around you. And obviously you want to get as many good players as you can on the team, but you've had to tote quite an offensive load the last couple of years. And the byproduct of that is I feel like you're better attacking the basket off the dribble now than when you first got here. And, man, I've been so impressed, especially seeing you go to your left and finish with your left. And so I'm curious, over the last couple of years, as you look back at your career, what has changed the most about your game, in your opinion?
You know, just talking to, you know, older players in this league, especially when I talk to guys like Devin Harris, he always reminds me that the best ability is availability. You know, just being healthy, you know, being out on the floor and being able to change your game regardless of the circumstance, I think is the biggest thing. So throughout the time I've been in Dallas, you know, a lot of different players, a lot of different systems that we've been in, but the biggest thing that I try to do is just, you know, bring energy, you know, when I play. And whether I'm spotting up in the corner, whether I have the ball, whether it's post up, whether it's running in transition, whatever it may be, I'm just trying to do that to the best of my ability and try to help the team.
How are things more unique this year for you, or different this year, considering you've added another ball handler on the team, and Luka Doncic, with a guy who's going to have the rock in his hands a lot? And so how has that impacted you, or how will it continue to impact you?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, last year I went from having a three-point shooting standstill center to having an above-the-rim center in DeAndre. So I think that changes things the biggest way, you know, with our team. But, you know, Luka, you know, just him having the ball, running the show, you know, he's done a great job of that this year. you know, his transition, you know, being a rookie, being 19 years old, you know, playing in the NBA, I think it shows he's wise beyond his years just to be able to make that transition very quickly. And, you know, like I said, just for me, you know, it's just, you know, fitting in the gaps, you know, whatever I can do, whether that's, you know, an ISO, whether that's, you know, hitting spot up threes, whether that's getting on transition, whatever it may be, you know, doing what I can there.
Talking to Harrison Barnes on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. Can you imagine? See, we always, Ben and I talk about this. You're a very mature young guy. Like, I think about how I was when I was your age, and I was not very mature. And I think you've carried yourself very, very well. But can you imagine yourself at 19 doing the things Luka did in Europe last year?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, just to, you know, imagine that. And, you know, obviously that's an extremely, you know, high level of basketball over there, and you know what he was able to accomplish. I think it's impressive that, you know, he's been able to kind of translate some of that success that he's had over there here.
You know, we got to ask you about this. Obviously, it's one of the big stories, but it seems like it's a story that had gone away and then it came back with a new McMahon article. But we would go back to DeAndre and this rebound with Luka, and it seems like it's a lot made of something that's not that big of a deal. It seems like big men always go up and get the rebound, but I guess in that case it was a little interesting because Luka got nudged or whatever. Is this a situation where you think people are making too much out of something, or is this, again, just growing pains?
Oh, man. I mean, that was blown out of proportion. If anyone has watched the Mavs game for the last 2 years, they know we struggle with rebounding. you know, I think for DeAndre to go out and get every rebound, if we tell him to go out and get every rebound and go contest every shot, you know, there's going to be some times where there's things like that happen. But at the end of the day, you know, he's coming up with, you know, 12 more rebounds, 13 more rebounds, 14 more rebounds that we weren't coming up with last year. So I think everyone on the team is appreciative of that. Obviously, you know, when that play happened, no one even thought twice of it. You know, it came up in the media. It's come up in the media again. But what DeAndre's brought to this team, everyone is grateful for, and we want to continue to do that.
My dad used to tell me that in traffic, he went by the big boat rule. And I guess the way of the ocean is the bigger boat gets the right of way. And so if there's a bigger boat
exactly.
coming, you got to get out of the way. So it seems like so if you're going up for a rebound and all of a sudden DeAndre comes skying over you and knocks you down, is that just the big boat rule?
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? If DeAndre does it, you know, if JJ does it, you know, whoever it is, you know, it's just you just got to get out of the way.
JJ is like a little tiny light for Afro.
Like a tugboat.
Yeah, like a tugboat. Okay, so if I remember correctly, and maybe I have this wrong, didn't you play together with DeAndre on Team USA?
We did. Yeah, we did.
Okay, so tell our listeners, you know, DeAndre is new here, and we had that real famous sort of dust up 3 years ago. We've put in the rearview mirror where DeAndre kind of committed and then didn't come here. But tell what our listeners what DeAndre is like personality-wise.
Big personality. I mean, he's hilarious, and I think that's what is so unique about when he first came here was that he meshed almost seamlessly with the guys. You know, he has a playful attitude, so he can relate to, you know, the young guys, you know, who are 19 and 20 as if, you know, he's one of them, but he's also been in the league for 10 years, so he also has the veteran experience. He's been an all-star. He's been an all-defensive talent, so, you know, he knows how to play and what to do and what to say and how to lead. So he's been great since he's been here. I think a lot of guys have really appreciated. I know the bigs who've been around him, they appreciate the battles that he's given them in practice. And our coaching staff, I think, has loved coaching him.
Talking to Harrison Barnes on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. You guys have Golden State coming in on Saturday night. That's going to be a lot of fun. I'm just curious, are there any of the guys on the team that you still are really, really close to?
Yeah, I mean, those are guys that, you know, I've – been through a lot with, won a championship with, so, you know, there's guys I still keep in touch with, but, you know, when it comes to on the court, you know, obviously I'm planning to win.
Well, what is your rule with regard to that, or how do you look at that? We've talked about that a lot, about, okay, so you're playing your buddies, but you're battling. Is it okay to be friendly with them before the game, or during the game, or after the game? I mean, how do you approach that type of thing? Is it frowned upon to go give a guy love before or after a game?
I mean, you know, it's all love before the game, you know. But when tip-off happens, you know, I'm trying to take your head off. So, you know, that's just my mentality. I know some people are different. Some people don't speak before or after. Some people speak before, after, and during. You know, I'm one of those guys, you know, before the game, it's all love. You know, on the court, I'm playing to win. After the game, you know, it is what it is.
All right, Harrison. So we follow you on social media, and we see, you know, little Mav pieces on Fox Sports Southwest and whatnot. You do a ton of stuff in the community, and you do a ton of stuff with former Dallas Police Chief Officer Brown. He's a great dude. So now that you've been kind of ensconced in the Dallas community for the last 2.5 years, what are some of your favorite things about some of these opportunities you've got to do with interacting with the community in Dallas?
I think one of my favorite events that I've done is the basketball camp the last couple summers that I've done with the Dallas Police Athletic Association and, you know, the kids from the Boys and Girls Club, kind of doing that dual camp conversation piece where the camp is run by police officers,
right,
who actually police those communities and the kids, you know, who are involved. So, like, you know, being able to play one-on-one with a cop and being able to be taught the fundamentals from somebody who you normally wouldn't interact with, I think is really important just because of, you know, the type of conversation that's been going on around police brutality, the divide between black and brown communities and the police. I think those are really important to kind of keep that conversation going, keep the dialogue going, and just introduce them in a different scenario in which they would interact with police.
Man, you blow us away every time, and we wish every athlete in the world was wired like you, or just everybody. And not that so many aren't, but it's a breath of fresh air, man. You really have it put together, man. And we love your commitment to the community. Why do you think you're wired like that? Who do you give credit to for wiring you like that?
Oh, I appreciate that, man. You know, my mom, you know, she worked in the nonprofit space a little bit when I was younger. And, you know, I really didn't know what that was all about, but just kind of seeing, you know, the impact and the sacrifice of, you know, her hard work, and then seeing the benefits and seeing people really appreciate what she was doing, I think kind of ingrained in me, you know, if I ever had the opportunity to kind of give back or do something for other people, that, you know, I would try to do it. And, you know, I'm really fortunate to be able to play in the NBA, to be able to live my dream out every day, to, you know, be able to play in a great place like Dallas. So, you know, to be able to try and make a difference through basketball, because, you know, basketball is kind of one of those things that can bring people who normally wouldn't be together. You know, that's what I try to do.
Well, you do a good job of it, my man. Thank you for the time today. We appreciate it on a day off, and we will see you Saturday out there at the AAC against the Golden State Warriors. Take care, brother.
Hello, always a pleasure.
Boom. Awesome.
There he goes. Harrison Barnes here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan.
Infinitely impressive.
He's a good dude.
God.
You like, I got to look. I think he's 26 still.
Yeah,
maybe
26.
He's 20. And you know, when he first got here, he was 24, and I was like, man, he's kind of talks like a 33-year-old dude.
I want his parents to take my kids for like 6 months or maybe 6 years,
yeah,
and bring them back to me, because I think they'd be so much better off.
I feel like I haven't seen my kids in 6 years. Who are my kids?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.